G'day, Paul.
How you doing?
Yeah, really good. Thanks for coming on down all the way from Abercrombie Street.
It's not far.
Not too far. Like I said, I walk down Abercrombie Street multiple times a week, and one of the constants on that street for a while now has been Shay Dizzle chilling out on the edge, having a bit of a feed, you know, looking for a pat. You know, he likes to just spend a bit of time on that street like a few other cats do as well. How did you come to own Shay Dizzle, first of all? How long have you been?
Wow, that goes a long way back. He's 18 now, so.
Oh wow, he's 18.
Yeah, he's an old boy.
Yeah.
I was living in a garage in Byron.
Yeah.
And the family that owned the garage had two kittens in my garage, so the place I was living in, and you're not really supposed to move the cats, so I just kind of fell in love with them and yeah. I took them both on. Unfortunately, his brother's lost, but.
Yeah.
I've had him for 18 years.
Wow, 18. Yeah. I had no idea. It doesn't show his age. and how long's he been a resident on Abercrombie Street there?
Let's see. I moved in about 4 years ago, maybe four and a half.
Yeah.
I've been in two different places, but mm-hmm. yeah, same street.
And I did notice, I think it was maybe about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, a sign appeared on the window that said, one like for one pet of Shay Dizzle. And an Instagram account appeared.
Where
you could jump on there and find out how Shay's going. What was the inspiration behind doing that?
Actually, that front room in the house is my office.
Okay.
And Shay's always just sitting out the front, so I can hear people all day patting him, you know, and taking photos and stuff like that. And so, I don't know, I just did it as a personal experiment and put a sign out there saying one pat, one follow. And every day, sure enough, there was like three or four followers. And
yeah,
I took the sign down after a while because it was just getting a bit, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah.
He's got 655 followers now up on Instagram, and he's a gorgeous cat. If you go up and check out the posts on there, you'll see some photos of what he gets up to down on Abercrombie. But one of the reasons I brought you down because... We saw a sad story come up just after Christmas about something that happened to the Shay around Boxing Day. Can you tell us what happened?
So Boxing Day, I was actually up in Byron, seeing my daughter, and yeah, I got a phone call from someone that was checking on Shay, and he'd been hit by a car. Obviously, he was pretty sort of messed up and brought straight to emergency.
Yeah.
So obviously, I drove straight back and. Yeah, and he had to sort of make a hard... I had to make a hard decision of either amputating or putting him down. His leg was pretty smashed up, so...
Yeah.
And being an 18-year-old cat, so putting him down was kind of one of the easier options at that point, especially for the cost of the surgery and stuff. And, but sort of slept on it overnight and... I tried to feel Shay out and I felt like he kind of wanted to live on. So
yeah,
I amputated the leg and he's doing really well.
And that's right. He has had a leg amputated, which, you know, is got to be hard for any animal to have to come to terms with and learn to adapt to. But you've just told me recently that he's picking it up pretty well.
Well, yeah, it's only been a few days, but he's pooing in a litter box, which is new. And he's already sort of hobbling around and walking, small distances. I'm taking him for tiny walks and he's doing quite well.
Yeah, I saw some footage up on Instagram of hopping along. I guess you could call him hobbling a bit, but it's amazing how they just learn how to use that leg just to sort of jump forward and adapt to it really quickly. I mean, I'm sure a human wouldn't be able to do that quickly.
Oh, mate, it's bizarre. Yeah, I didn't think it would catch on so quick, you know, but animals are amazing things.
It's an interesting issue, actually. I've always thought there's another cat down on Abercrombie Street called Abercrombie Charlie. He's a fat old thing.
Isn't he?
and he'll just lie like a lump in the middle of the footpath. Doesn't care who's walking past.
No.
And I've always wondered, man, something's going to just run into him on that footpath one day because he just doesn't move, doesn't get out of the way.
Right.
But I guess in Shay's case, it was a car that must have got him on Abercrombie Street. Was it sort of hooning around the corner a bit quick, you reckon?
I have no idea. It's a pretty big collision, I'd say, because of how smashed up his bones were. So, yeah, I'd say they're going pretty fast. I do see cars go fast down that little section.
Yeah, yeah. It's unfortunate that there's no speed hump around your place. There is one further down the road. But does he jump, run across the road a fair bit?
Unfortunately, he adventures around a lot.
Yeah, right.
So I've kind of, he's quite fiercely independent cat, and he's going up to the cafes and, you know, down the road, and he hops into people's houses and people feed him and pat him, and so he's, he moves around a lot, and I kind of can't stop him.
Yeah, fair enough. He's a free spirit.
Yeah.
Is this going to be make him an indoor cat?
Yeah, definitely. Like, from now, I mean, he hasn't got the speed to get out of a Weber car, so he's going to have to stay indoors. I'm going to take him for walks every day, and I'm going to leave him out. Like, when I'm working in the office, I'll leave him out in the footpath, and just so everyone can say hello to him and stuff.
Okay.
And he can get, you know, that's what he thrives off, the pats off people. So, but nighttime he's indoors.
Yeah, fair enough. Does he socialize with the other cats much? Like, they seem to sort of stay their own areas.
He's pretty nonchalant, but he has like one street cat friend that hangs around out the front as well.
Yeah.
He looks a lot like him.
I call
him Protege.
Nice. I do wonder, he obviously very loved, and there was an experience last year where you lost him, or he went missing and just didn't know where he was. Obviously put some signs up, put some notices around social media, but he was found, which is about 5K away, maybe 3 or 4K away.
Yeah, he was found near Office Works in, what is it, Forest Lodge?
Yeah, around there.
I don't know how he got that far. I mean, I don't know how he crossed two main roads either. He would have had to cross Broadway, so... My thoughts are maybe, I don't know, he befriends people really easy, so maybe a drunk person picked him up and took him for a long walk and he didn't know his way home, or I don't know. He couldn't have walked that far, though.
No, it's I always say cats have 9 lives, right? I mean...
He's had 90.
He's gone through a few. Well, if you're interested in checking out The Shade Dizzle on Instagram, it's pretty easy, instagram.com/the... Shay, ChEDIZZLE. And there's some videos on there, and there's some really great pictures of Shay over the year, I guess. And I believe you got some really people sort of coming up and helping you out with this surgery as well. Some fans of Shay.
Yeah. I got asked a lot, by quite a few people that they wanted to donate, and I wasn't really asking for help. Like, I'm happy to. I've got a really good vet who's let me pay it off over the year. So, yeah, but they really pleaded to give Shay that, I guess, because they know him well and they pat him every day. And
so
I opened up a little donation page and a few people have donated. It's been really nice. I've been quite overwhelmed by it.
That's really nice. It's a real community story. It's nice that people, you know, see that they can help out a little bit and keep Shay going, and hopefully years to come he'll be around Abercrombie Street as well.